and tries to chip away at his testimony.
So you felt that you were responsible for directing the actions of all of the officers at the scene, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And therefore you would have responsibility for the actions of the officers at the scene, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And when you gave directions to the Los Angeles police officers there, you take responsibility for all of their actions, correct?
Yes, sir. I take accountability and responsibility for all the actions.
Those who were within the law and those who were without that are outside the law, is that correct?
Objection, some stacks not in evidence.
It's argumentative. Objection sustained.
When is deadly force authorized by Los Angeles Police Department?
I'm not sure what you mean by when it's authorized.
When can you shoot somebody under LAPD policy?
When they're an imminent threat to you.
What kind of threat?
Deadly threat to you. They have to pose a deadly threat to you.
In other words, they have to be in a position to kill you.
That's correct, sir.
And what was Mr. King doing here that led you to believe that he was going to kill you or kill somebody?
It was my belief and my perception. He was under the influence of PCP. If he had grabbed my officer, it would have been a death grip. If he had grabbed the weapon, he would have had numerous targets.
He didn't grab anybody during these events, did he?
No, sir, he did not.
He didn't kick anybody during these events, did he?
No, sir, he did not.
Is it your testimony that you were approaching the point where deadly force was going to be required?
Yes, sir, it is.
And your option would have been to shoot him?
To choke or to shoot, sir.
But because of what you've just spoken about with respect to the chokehold, your only option left would have been to shoot him, is that right?
Yes, sir. I personally would have applied a chokehold to Mr. King prior to ordering him to be shot.
So you would have gone in and used his chokehold, is that right?
I personally. No, I would not have delegated that to any officer. I personally would have done that.
The questions turn to the baton blows.
Is it your testimony that every one of these blows depicted on this videotape is a justified use of force within the meaning of the policy of the Los Angeles Police Department?
I can't honestly say that I saw every one of those blows that was on the videotape.
In watching the videotape now, is it your testimony that every one of the blows that you see on there is a justified use of force?
It's a reasonable and necessary using the minimum force. Yes, sir, that is my testimony.
In all your years of experience, Sergeant, have you ever seen a worse beating applied by officers of the Los Angeles Police Department?
I've seen uses of forces of considerable violence, but I have not seen anything as violent as this in my 14 and a half years. No, sir.
It appears that the prosecution has made little headway. Coon stands by the actions of the officers on duty that night. To bolster